try to set it up so that it would be really easy to use and it would allow people to check on their mental health at a time that we know that a lot of studies now have shown that about 1 out of 4 first responders or COVID workers is dealing with really substantial anxiety or depression, and 2 out of 5 aren't really sleeping well. And so we just want to help those folks to connect to resources and connect earlier and make it easier when people are working so many extra hours and doing so many additional things, make it easier for them to take care of themselves. Because obviously, as we all know, when it becomes a little harder to do something, it's harder for all of us to do it.
When you came up with the mental health self-assessments, or is there a standard line of questions that you go for when you're looking at mental health assessments, or do we kind of revamp things amid a pandemic?
Yeah, that's a great question. We really picked very tried and true, simple, short assessments that have been developed and tested for many years. So we tried to pick things that would be just sort of the most common version that's really well established. And a friend of mine who's sort of the leading expert in this at Harvard was really helpful in sort of designing our survey to be short, sweet, and really get to the heart of allowing people to get a quick feel for where things are with how they're doing.
Yeah, imagine you want first responders and healthcare workers to know what they're feeling is 100% normal in times like this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, if there's any, you know, opportunities among this pandemic, I think that one of them is that just becoming more comfortable with the fact that we're all human.
Yeah.
If people feel comfortable talking about their blood pressure or getting treatment for their blood pressure, but unfortunately not as often about their depression or about their anxiety. And they're just all parts of being human, and there's really no difference in trying to hopefully continue to chip away at that stigma, which really doesn't make any sense and has been around for far too long.
Public support for the Heroes Health app. People can take part in this, contribute by visiting the fundraising page.
Yep, from our Heroes Health, H-E-R-O-E-S health.unc.edu. We have a link to a GoFundMe page, and if people are in a position to do so, put a few dollars there, that's great. But I understand that it varies by person, but we're just really excited to get the app out for first responders and healthcare workers.
How much data do you need to see what kind of impact all this is having on our frontline workers?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm hoping that within a few weeks after launch, we'll start to have more data, and really we want to, as we're going throughout this process, to be continually improving what we can provide in terms of our, we've got a whole team that looks at links to resources. We have a component of the app that allows organizations to partner with us. So either hospitals or EMS agencies can partner with us. And as a partnering organization, and that's also free, they get aggregate data on their workers. That helps them understand where people are. Because one thing that we're also finding is that so often an organization really doesn't have any idea how their workers are doing, and they're really flying blind, kind of like an airplane with no instrument. And so, you know, Miami's unfortunately just at 100% capacity ICU today, if not beyond it, for example. But if you went to a hospital in Miami and said, how are your nurses doing in your ICU? Or how are your environmental services folks doing, those wonderful folks that are cleaning all of these COVID rooms to make it safe for the next person who comes in? They wouldn't have any information, and we think that that's really important for a community to take care of each other. So the app also gives an organization anonymous group-level information that would allow them to get a sense of where things are and when people need extra support and assistance in terms of, like, wow, the nurses, we've got to bring in some extra nurses. These nurses are exhausted. None of them are sleeping. They're really getting to the point of really struggling. So we try to link up with organizations to empower them to take care of each other. We also ask organizations that sign up to use the app to provide a mental health worker that then becomes the mental health support for the organization and can reach out to people who choose to share their information and are struggling.